Kmart's bankruptcy filing yesterday has turned the retail industry's attention to designer Martha Stewart. Stewart's product line accounts for billions of dollars in Kmart receipts. By walking away, she could seal the chain's fate. If she stays, analysts say, Kmart could emerge from bankruptcy much stronger, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
When people hear Kmart, they usually think Blue Light Special and Martha Stewart, whose exclusive line of linens, kitchenware, and baby items brought in about $1 billion for Kmart last year. The two names have been linked for more than a decade, but Stewart's contract contains language that might give her an out in the case of bankruptcy, and other retailers would be only too glad to snag her business. Kurt Barnard is president of the Barnard Retail Trends Report.
If she pulls out, it would be a death blow. There's no question about that, but we don't expect that that will happen. You have to keep in mind that Kmart runs over 2,000 stores. What extraordinary exposure for a product or a given line of products such as Martha Stewart's.
Kmart's filing for Chapter 11 protection against creditors is the largest retail bankruptcy on record. Its hand was forced after a major food supplier halted shipments to Kmart, saying it hadn't been paid. The downturn in the economy hurt the discount chain. Kmart's stock price has plummeted along with its credit rating. And the holiday season was a disappointment, even while rival discounters prospered. To turn the company around, Barnard says Kmart must first clarify its murky image in consumers' minds.
What they need to do is establish for themselves a clear-cut, easily distinguishable identity that sets them apart from Walmart, Target, anybody else.
Identity might be partly to blame, but Stephen Cohen, a partner in the retail consulting firm The Ozer Group, also points to structural problems. He says Kmart must succeed in catching up with Target and Walmart, which have done a far better job of modernizing.
The other two are further along in infrastructure development in terms of information, logistics, and management resources, and have made appropriate investments previously that have paid off in the long term.
Kmart will have to shut some stores and streamline its 250,000-member workforce. But with the right leadership, Cohen says Kmart could reorganize and emerge from bankruptcy by sometime next year. He hopes so, since he says more than Kmart's fortunes are at stake.
So many little companies will be harmed and affected by this, and their people with their jobs and their families all get affected.
For now, Kmart stores will remain open as the company maps its future. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.